Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Oh yes, indeed. Pastor Kakoma, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. How are you, my brother?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. How are you doing?
I am great.
Lovely, lovely. I hope your day has been going well so far.
So far, so good.
So far, so good.
I hope your day is well.
Oh, yes, yes, my day has been good as well. Thank you so much for asking. Now, we are going to be having you this entire week from today until Friday, and we're going to be talking about, you know, a rather interesting subject, facing, you know, your giants and the giants that we face in life. We all have different challenges at different stages of life, but one thing is for sure, and if you're listening, joining us on the radio, if you haven't faced a giant yet, at some point, you are going to be facing that giant. So want to know, what are these giants and what purpose do they serve in the life of a Christian? And what chance do we have against these monstrous giants? And so this week, we're going to be looking at the practical examples and also stories from the scriptures to help us navigate the battle against our own giants. Now, Pastor, what does a giant represent spiritually?
Thank you very much. See, giants represent different challenges that we face and that we encounter in our spiritual journey and in our spiritual experience. One of the primary things that a Christian should know is that as we do God's work, we will always face opposition, because there is a great controversy that is between Christ and Satan. And this great controversy finds us as human beings beneath certain challenges that, to a great extent, we will classify them as giants, because we, on our own, we are not able to face them. On our own, we do not have the strength to go through these processes and to go through these situations and navigate these obstacles in life. And so giants come to everyone, irrespective of who you are. Throughout scripture, as we go through during this week, you'll notice that you see giants come to those that are spiritually strong. Giants also come to those that are spiritually weak. Giants come to those that speak to God on a daily basis. Giants come to those that do not speak to God on each and every single day. But the secret, as we will be unveiling the whole lesson throughout this week, is about how you are willing to connect yourself and allow the Lord to use you to fight the giants in your life. Otherwise, the term itself, giants, basically will also bring in an aspect and a connotation of the fact that these are matters that are bigger and larger than us in life. And so we have different fears in life. We have fears about what will happen tomorrow. We have fears of what will happen to our marriages. We have fears of what will become to that child that seems to be going with the wrong crowd of drugs and alcohol. We have fears of even what will happen in the political scene. This tribalism, this racism that we are seeing, these financial turmoils that we are facing in 2024, is there going to be another COVID-25, another COVID-35? We have different fears. And all these things amount to giants that we can, that we on our own are not able to face, but with the Lord we are able to.
Yeah. Now, thank you so much, Pastor, for that. And it's a beautiful opening line. Thank you. Thank you so much. But then what kind of outward giants, do we face in life? We talked about spiritual giants that you've mentioned. And the outward giants, any idea there? Pastor Kakoma?
Of giants that we face as human beings. Hello?
Yes, I can hear you now. I can hear you.
Are you
now
able to?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So some of the big that we face in life, from an outward perspective, include things like rejection. You see, It may not be a big issue. It's still a big issue for those of us that are very old. But imagine issues to do with peer pressure for the teenager. Rejection. You are in a society and you want to be accepted. You want to be seen to be cool. And or talking about Jesus, going to church among teenagers, looks like you are left behind. In the end, a lot of young people would start drinking out of wanting to be accepted by society. On the also, around even us as adults, we want to feel community. We want to be seen, have we done, and all these things. And the frustrating part about rejection is that you are the coolest or the best in the world, people will still reject. They'll reject you when you are the most handsome. They'll reject you even for being beautiful. They'll reject you for being average school. They'll reject you for being the top of the class. Surety that people can accept you out of that. The other outward is about is that we make. You invest in a business and you lose the whole lot of investment. You invest in a business and you are scammed and swindled of hard earnings. These losses are some of what we experience at a level. We also have diseases that hammer each and every one of us at different level.
Yeah.
So diseases hammer us at different levels. They hammer us with relatives. These are some of the outward challenges that we encounter in our. And in Africa, one of the biggest challenges is actually poverty, the crisis that we face with some of our siblings not having resources enough to feed their families and to see them through the next day. These are some of the outward challenges that we face as beings as a result of challenges that we in our Christian life.
Yeah. Now, as we conclude our conversation, the very first one this afternoon, are these giants, Pastor, genuinely bigger than us, or is it a matter of perspective? Do we even stand a chance against them?
So, firstly, are bigger than us. No matter how much you try to fight things like rejection, things like disease, things like poverty, things like spiritual challenges, or you are fighting against spiritual places, you cannot fight on your own. They are larger and bigger than us on our own. But with God, He is the one that enables and gives us the spirit and the courage, ability to fight off these challenges in life. You see, the giants appear as if you cannot be able to conquer, but with Christ by your side, He is able to conquer each one of them. And the reason why we are able to conquer with Christ is because Christ is more than willing to endure and to face all. In fact, when He goes to the cross of Calvary, He is facing one giant, a spiritual giant of the spiritual disconnection and what the devil is bringing and throwing to His life. And He's also facing outward challenges of rejection. And on the cross, the help. Actual pain to Him. And Christ overcame all these giants on the cross of Calvary. And He said, "It is finished." That is a victory that you and I have within our lives. Knowing that our Messiah grants us this victory. And He invites us to share victory of all these giants with.
Yeah. Pastor? Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm getting you, my leader.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I wanted to say thank you so much, Pastor, you know, for coming through. We are definitely going to be, you know, contacting you tomorrow, and we are going to be continuing with this conversation. I think this was a beautiful, you know, a start to a conversation that we're going to be having for the whole week, facing, you know, our giants. And as you said, that, well, it's not like they're insurmountable. We are able to defeat those giants. Mfundisi, thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.